Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this week, my recipes are inspired by my late grandmother, Lydia Vasquez. Let's get started. My very first recipe is Grandma Lydia's pressure-cooked chili verde. Now, always remember when we're working with a pressure cooker, it is safety first. We do not open the lid off of any pressure cooker until 110% of that pressure has been fully released. And even when you think it's released, close it, shake it around a little bit, and open the lid one more time after releasing the pressure. There may be some excess pressure built up in there. So let's get started. What we're gonna need is 3 ounces of oil. I prefer using a good olive oil because we wanna get a nice color on our pork. We're gonna do 12 ounces of pork shoulder or pork butt, whatever you have. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna season with salt and pepper to taste. And we're gonna put it in our oil and let it get nice and brown. It's very important to get a good browning on this because it's gonna be submerged in liquid. I like to do one poblano chili that I cut in half. I make sure all the seeds are out, and we're gonna put that in with the pork while it's cooking down. 5 pickled jalapenos. 4 tomatillos, and always make sure to give your tomatillos a rinse just because you never know, you know, how dirty they really could be. And I always let them just soak for a few minutes. It's very important. I like 1 Spanish onion. And what I know with 1 Spanish onion, it's a lot easier than using a white onion or a purple onion. The Spanish onion has that nice creamy texture to it. I just absolutely adore a good Spanish onion. I like to use 1 Roma tomato that I dice completely in half, 2 cups of beef stock, and I do salt and pepper to taste. Now, ideally, when we pressure cook, this is a very fast process. It does not take long at all. If you're cooking for more than 4 people, I highly recommend that you go ahead and up the ratio, but just try to stick with the same ratio, and you most definitely can't go wrong. And that pickle flavor from the jalapeno, it gives you that spice that you want, but it gives you that nice little sour aftertaste, which is going to make this a more pleasant dish for you and your family to enjoy. And as my grandma Lydia always said, when you're cooking with your heart, you can never go wrong. If you're interested in learning more and following The Untamed Chef, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.